You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Hey folks, welcome into Gridiron Deutschland. My name is Michael McQuaid and I'm part of Gridiron. The great thing about our newly announced segment and show, Gridiron Deutschland, is it doesn't just take you inside all areas of this game in Munich and the journey to Munich this November in German with our hosts Tiziana and Julian. It actually gives the audience outside of the DAC market the opportunity to listen to interviews in English as well. So on the Gridiron YouTube channel and on the Gridiron Podcast Network, delighted to have you in this call today. We're going to welcome in a really, really good guest today, and that is the head of NFL Deutschland, Dr. Alexander Steinforth. Dr. Alexander Steinforth has been in the job for around 18 months now, and he is the first GM that the NFL have employed in Germany. Outside of this role, he has also worked in banking. He's also worked at different sports clubs, including Manchester United in England, and various different roles, which have put him in a prime spot to take this job. It's a really, really exciting time for the game in Deutschland, in Germany. And I know there's many people traveling from around the world who speak English, who are coming to the game in Munich this year. And you're very excited to come to the Bucks against the Seahawks, but also to come to the games maybe next year in Frankfurt and again in Munich the year after as well. This is a really, really cool interview with Dr. Alexander Steinforth with our hosts, Tiziana Hull and Julian Barsch. Enjoy the chat, and please do, folks, subscribe to Gridiron on our podcast and YouTube channels for more content. If you are a German speaker, you can go to @gridirondE on Twitter or search Gridiron Deutschland on your podcast and YouTube search to get more content in Deutsch. Enjoy.
We are really, really pumped to have our first guest on the show. We have Dr. Alexander Steinforth. He is the managing director at NFL Germany. We are super happy to have you, Alex. I hope it's okay if I call you Alex.
Of course. Thank you very much for having me.
Yeah. Thank you so much for coming on. How are you? How was your week? It was a crazy week for you. You had the ticket sale for Germany. I think everything exploded. The computer went hot. Like, people went crazy.
Mm-hmm. No, definitely. It was a crazy week. We not just had the ticketing sales for our first ever regular season game in Munich, where we could have sold 3 million tickets, but only had much fewer on sale. And we also announced our presenting partner for the next years. So really busy, a lot of excitement, and another important step on our way to establishing ourselves in Germany.
For sure. So why now? So why is 2022 the best time to launch the game in Munich?
Because it's time. I mean, the German fans have been waiting for a couple of years now. And if you look at the numbers of fans that traveled to the London games in the past, we had up to 15% of the crowd in the stadium from Germany. So a lot of excitement. And I think everyone also from the league in the States saw the development of the NFL fan base in Germany over the past years. And yeah, people reached out to us. People wanted to have a game in market. And now it's finally here. And that's on the one hand, a reward to our loyal fan base in Germany. But on the other hand, also, a part of our strategy to grow the sport in Germany, grow the league in Germany. And that's why we're landing in Germany in 2022.
Nice.
Yeah, from your initial research, as you started taking over this role, what potential do you see within, like, in the German market and also in the whole DACH region?
There's huge potential, definitely. And that's what we saw over the past years. We saw great growth, especially in times when some other sports were slightly struggling. And that's true for media consumption of the NFL, of American football in Germany. But also, if you look at active players, it's actually one of the fastest growing sports in Germany, and also in the broader DACH region. So obviously, Germany, a very strong soccer market, and will always be. But we're just trying to find our way, trying to grow the league and the sport, as much as we can.
That sounds really good. So when we look at Germany, there are loads of different like fan groups here. Like every team has kind of like their own fan club, and it's actually pretty crazy what kind of establishment that already has here. So now we have two teams coming in the first year to Germany. What was the process behind getting both teams to Germany? So one is within the International Home Marketing Agreement, that's Tampa Bay, and then we have the Seattle Seahawks, which are actually one of the biggest fan groups, I think, in Germany, maybe next to teams like the Packers. How easy or hard was this whole process?
It is a very complex process, because we only have half of the league playing nine home games per season. We, as you know, we moved it up to 17 games per season. That means half of the teams will be playing nine home games. And so we know that this is the group of teams we can pick the first team from, or we can try to get the first team from. And at the same time, we also had the whole HMA process, International Home Marketing Area process, where we granted marketing rights to four different teams for the German market. Obviously, that increased their interest of being visible in Germany. So in the end, the situation has completely changed to maybe 10 years ago. And that's no secret that sometimes it wasn't so easy to find those teams that volunteered to play, let's say, in UK. And, times have changed. Now teams are knocking on our doors. And the Bucks, one of the HMA teams, were really keen on playing in Germany. And then we looked at which other team could be the second team to play here. And obviously, since not every team is playing every other team during the season, it could only come from those list of 17 teams they're playing against. And in the end, then the kind of whole negotiation process starts. We're trying to find a team collectively that works in the market, that is also keen on coming over. So that's how we landed on the Seahawks then.
About the Bucks, which is interesting because like in the US, it's not one of like the huge markets, right? I mean, they're super successful right now, but it's not one of like the big markets. What was like one of the reasoning why they wanted to come here? Or why were they so keen on going to Europe?
I mean, so obviously, as all the other teams in the league, they are also looking for ways to grow their fan base internationally. And having a player like Tom Brady is one of the reasons, why they think it's a good time to look into other markets. Also with the recent success, the Super Bowl win, and the visibility they gained throughout, especially the last seasons. I think it's a very, very good fit for them to have them in the market, to have Tom Brady in the market, and also having them play the Seahawks, who have a great following in Germany.
Yeah, especially like the Seahawks fans, I think they are going really crazy and are so happy to have their team over. Coming to the game itself, I think a lot of people start playing American football by playing flag football first. Is that also a focus that you want to really elaborate more in the next years, I would say, to grow flag football in Germany? Or is that not something you're right now thinking about?
It's something we're working on at the moment. So we are investing a lot of time and resource and also money into the development of NFL flag, of our grassroots flag football program in Germany. It's actually the first time ever we're doing a nationwide tournament. We're in five cities: Hamburg, Berlin, Frankfurt, Düsseldorf, and Munich. So playing regional tournaments in all of those cities, and then we will have a national final, which will probably also take place around the time of the Munich game. So it's a really important initiative for us, because we want to, you know, get more kids playing American football. We want to get them as close to the sport as possible, because, as you know, kids grow up in Germany playing, you know, most of them play soccer when they're young. So we're just trying to get them into contact with our sport. And we think it's also, you know, a great educational tool almost, because, you know, it's boys and girls can play. It's a very fair and equal sport. So, one of the big focuses for us this year and the years to come.
Nice. So imagine it's 2027, a couple of years until then, 5 years have passed. What do you expect the game to be in Germany, in the whole DACH region? Like, do you see like way more games in Germany, like different cities involved? Like, maybe there's a team in Europe or in Germany. Maybe that could be interesting. What do you see happening until then?
It's always difficult looking 5 years into the future, but especially when you're only, you know, a couple of months into really being on the ground in Germany. But we're just trying to, take it step by step, trying to grow the sport. We know we are, you know, going through a hype cycle right now, and we just want to, you know, leverage it in the best way possible. But at the same time, we're humble enough to know that it's not just coming from nowhere. So there's a lot of hard work involved, in the end we are obviously also we do have our targets, we do have our goals. So we just have to take a look in a couple of years time and evaluate where we stand. Obviously the hope, and I think we will get there, that we can increase our reach, our exposure, the fan base in Germany, the number of people playing the sport. And then, let's hope for the best. We don't know whether there will ever be a franchise in Europe, for example. It's a very interesting discussion that you sometimes read in the news about, but that's probably more something for 2027.
In the end, you decided to go with different host cities, not only one, but you decided to go with Munich first and then Frankfurt second. There were different cities that applied. What was the reason that you chose to go with different cities, and why those two cities especially?
Yeah, we had great interest from a number of candidates. I think we started off the process with 9 cities, entering the process. We narrowed it down to 3 cities, Frankfurt, Munich, and Düsseldorf. And they were all great candidates. I think we could have staged an amazing NFL match in all 3 cities and all 3 stadiums. We had really, really intense process, very detailed. And in the end, so we started off the process thinking we would end up in one city for 4 years. But one of the things that was also very important to me within that international organization was to try to, make sure that we have the right approach for a more decentralized country like Germany. Because, as you know, we have a lot of, big cities, bigger cities, and they're all spread out across the country. So we don't want to be regional only. We don't want to be that one city only. We want to make sure that we have exposure all throughout Germany if possible. And Munich, obviously, with our Bayern Munich partnership, a great stadium, great location, a very German typical stereotypical German city. But also Frankfurt on the other hand, that has a lot of American football history, heritage, and also obviously a commercial hub. You have a lot of US troops in the area. So, a lot of positives on both ends. And that's why we ended up with those two cities as part of that process.
Yeah, that's super interesting with the troops, because I've never thought about that aspect before. Munich, do you think that's more also international, really interesting for people coming over from different countries from Europe as well?
Well, I think they are both great cities, Frankfurt and Munich. But yes, Munich obviously is more of a tourist destination, I think it's fair to say, than Frankfurt, which is more of a commercial hub. So, you know, we're really happy with the two cities having that first game in Munich. Obviously, whoever brings a bit more time can also make a quick trip to the Alps. So also, you know, really tempting for all the guests that we're expecting from the States and other international destinations.
Mm. So we have already like seen lots of games in the UK for a few years now, which was definitely successful. You already mentioned lots of people from Germany also like flew over there, like had watched some games over there, which was really nice, especially when you maybe can't go to the US or you don't like have the time to do that. So from that experience and from all of what happened in the US over like the last years, what kind of learnings do you have and how do you want to adapt that to a market in Germany where there are probably some similarities, but I can also see that there are lots of different things about this market when being compared to the US or the UK?
Well, yeah, one of the things that is really, you know, clear to us is that it won't work with a copy paste approach. I think you have to understand the market, and that's one of the reasons why the league decided to open up an office in Germany to get that in market experience, that in market view. So really important for us to make sure that we're not trying to just be American. We're not trying to, you know, look at Germany through the lens of someone who maybe hasn't been in the market before, but we're trying to bring that Americana feeling to Germany as well, you know, having that fully fledged NFL American football experience, but then, you know, adjusting to what makes this this market special. And that's what we're trying to do throughout everything that we're doing, may it be flag football, may it be, you know, staging tempo events like the game, just trying to adapt to the market as much as possible.
And you are actually perfect for this role because you worked with Manchester United, right? And Düsseldorf, as far as I know. So you know the English market. Of course, soccer is something different than American football, but you can bring those like experiences together now. Bundesliga, Premier League, and you know, especially like the people living there. That's, I think, something really important.
Yeah, I mean, I'm doing my best and trying my best to kind of bridge the gap between you know, the different countries that we're active in. Obviously, we have close relationships not just with our US offices but also with our London office. And having worked in the UK and, you know, having spent also time in the past with people from the States is helpful in that context. And also looking at how we're positioned in Germany as a sport, we're also really, you know, keen on establishing a trusted relationship with key stakeholders from soccer, with DFL, with the clubs, with the German Football Association. So I think it's helpful, you know, to have that broader understanding also how the sports market in general in Germany works.
We already talked a little bit beforehand about the crazy amount of people trying to get tickets, because this week was the ticketing start in Germany and it's already ended, basically. Did you expect that like big hype? Because, of course, like there are people who are watching American football on a regular basis in Germany, but like hundreds of thousands of people trying to get tickets. Did you expect that, or was it a shock in the end?
It was absolutely crazy what we saw at the ticketing. We already had a certain idea when we looked at our registry of interest, so the number of people that had signed up online. We had around 600,000 people there, which has been an all-time high for an international NFL game. But really then also looking at the people that tried to buy tickets online at the day of, you know, the release, has been absolutely crazy. And, you know, we talked to our ticketing provider. They said they have hardly ever seen anything like that. So, you know, a great proof of the excitement that we see in the market. And obviously that makes us really happy and makes us looking forward to November even more so.
Did you get any negative feedback on the ticketing process, or were people just like really sad to don't get any tickets?
Yeah, obviously you always, I mean, if there's such high demand and there's so few tickets, even though it's a big stadium, so few tickets that you can actually sell to our fans in Germany and also international, because we had a lot of people also trying to buy tickets from other countries. There's always going to be disappointment, and we totally understand it, you know, we somehow have to, I mean, we're monitoring everything really closely, and we, you know, trying to take all the feedback on board. But in the end, the good thing is this is not going to be our only match here in Germany. We're planning to play one each year. So there's more hope for the years to come.
Good news. I think
lots of people are happy to hear that. Do you actually think, because I feel like there's like a big difference between certain fan bases in Germany, do you think people in Germany are actually coming to the game because they love the game of football, or they're actually there more for like the entertainment part? Whenever you have like a Super Bowl party, there are those people who are there because they want to watch the halftime show. And then there are those people who are actually interested in the game. What do you think one kind of fan base can be expecting in Munich?
It's a good question. We know there's different motivations for going to an American football game in Germany. And as you say, there are some fans that want to see the game and want to really, and are experts in the game. And then there are others that, you know, have seen a halftime show on TV that, you know about the entertainment part of it. And, you know, we value and respect those fans, you know, exactly the same as our avid, you know, expert fans. So I think there will be a broad mix, many people that will be to a game for the first time, and that makes it even more exciting for us, because on the one hand, obviously we want to you know, cater the needs of those fans that have been with us for a long period of time, but we're also very interested in you know, telling more people the exciting story of the NFL and of American football, who have never been in touch with that sport.
Can you maybe give us and the listeners a little sneak peek on what we can expect, especially from the halftime show? Will there be like an international act, or is it as big as the American football games?
Yeah, I mean, Super Bowl is in a league of its own. So I think we will have challenges competing with the lineup we saw there last time. But yes, I mean, it's important. Part for our event as well, and we're thinking about options that you know, could work in our context. That, and for us, it's, you know, it's not necessarily the goal to fly someone in, do something, and then be out again, but we really want to also integrate those artists that we're working with into kind of the whole storytelling part of it. So that's the goal that we're working on. I actually had another call today, one of many, with you know, managers of different artists. So we'll see where we end up, but it's definitely a very exciting process.
I am myself from Munich, from the area, so I am really cautious about this whole image that is presented about Bavaria always wearing Lederhosen, eating Bratwurst, I don't know, this really like cliche look. Are you aware of like not being, having like the event as a carnival, I would almost say, or is that something you don't really care about?
Well, that's one of the things I said before. We are trying to have a realistic view from in-market, and that's what we're here for, also to work together with our US and UK colleagues on. Yes, Germany is much more than Bavaria. Germany is much more than Lederhosen and Weissbier. And, you know, we don't want to have it all cliche. So we want to be you know, German, we want to be American, and we want to find the right balance between those two worlds, bring them together, actually. And that's one of, you know, the most important things we're working on.
Yeah, big challenge, I can imagine. thank you so much.
Yeah, we're super looking forward to the event. Let's see what you come up for with the halftime show, and hopefully we have a great game.
That's what we're hoping for. Thank you very much for your time.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.